on a Thursday. Now, even on a Thursday, we introduce you to our favorite folk from Tops at Lifestyle. And today, we have the sommelier supreme, Amanda Mtembu, is back in the house, along with Leon Naidoo. And we're talking, before we get into the wine, before we do that, if you don't mind, Amanda, just giving Leon a moment to discuss what's been happening with that Harley competition, because I believe that it is gaining momentum.
Yes, definitely is gaining momentum. We're in our seventh week this week. Obviously, tomorrow we'll do our seventh finalist, and we've got five more to go thereafter. So on the 19th, everyone will come through, and someone will win that big boy.
And I've seen it in store. It is absolutely gorgeous. Even if you're not a bike rider, I mean, it's 240,000 rands worth of cold steel. I mean, it's beautiful. It is it's a work of art, and someone has got to win it. All you have to do, if you're a lover of good wine or any kind of alcoholic beverage, is pop into Tops at Lifestyle, do your shopping, and if it comes to 500 rand or more, you already have an opportunity to enter. It's as simple as that. Give us the mechanics.
So basically, when you're shopping at Tops, spend 500 and more, write your name and number on the back of your toe slip, put in the entry box provided, and you have a chance to win. Obviously, you've got to be over 18 to enter.
And you've got unlimited entry, really. You can enter as many times as you shop until the 11th is the cutoff.
That's correct, 11th.
Of next
November,
month.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got a month left, and there are going to be 12 winners of the keys in total.
12 finalists.
Yeah, and the finalists each get a key. It'll be on the 19th when the finalists assemble.
Yes.
At your house.
And that's Tops at Lifestyle.
With their keys and that bike. We'll be making a lot of fuss about that because it's going to be really exciting. And everyone will get a chance to test their keys in the ignition. One of the keys is definitely going to fire up that rolling thunder, it's called, that vertical twin. It just makes that. There's no other sound like it. Some call it the potato, potato, potato. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I mean, that's a pretty good way of explaining how it sounds. But bottom line is, someone is going to be extremely happy, and it might well be you. So enter tomorrow, just after the news at 4, we'll be drawing this week's finalist, and we're holding thumbs for you. Now, that being said, let's move on to the wine. Today we're going to be talking about Clain Constantia. You see, and it's the Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the quintessential Clain Constantia, apparently. How do I know? Because I'm cheating. I got the notes.
You're a cheater.
It's the pure expression of their terroir. What is terroir?
So terroir is a mixture of climate and soil.
So it's the environment in which the grapes are grown.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have it on good authority that the grapes for this particular varietal are harvested at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
I had no clue that the time of day of the harvest influences the outcome of the actual process.
It surely does, because if you're harvesting so early in the morning, it's still very cold in that moment. Because if you want to harvest, let's say, around 12 o'clock at noon, it's like the grapes are already warm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to be like more stewy. They'll be maintaining that acidity that you want.
Oh.
So that's where the trick is.
Okay. So, now, this is what I love, is the description that comes from the producers themselves. And I always have a little bit of a chuckle at the description of wines because, well, they do tend to be very flowery. And this one is no exception. Why don't you go through it? What is it? The description from start to finish. The nose is immediately enticing. Have you got the notes?
Yes, I've got my notes.
Okay. So, over to you, where it says description.
So, the nose is immediately enticing with hints of pink grapefruit, tangerine blossom, dried grenfig, some fam, gooseberries, and fleshy white nectarine. A touch of vanilla bean and cantaloupe edged through too. The palate has an intensity befitting the nose through so too. Okay. The palate has intensity befitting the nose, simultaneously salivating with salinity and freshness, lively and electric. must be sharp. The wine has a texture that reflects the unique Cane Constantia terroir, and the finish is particularly wrong.
Well, now you've got all of these beautiful, somewhat acidic flavors coming through. You've got the foam gooseberry, the green fig, the white nectarine, the tangerine blossom, pink grapefruit. So there's a lot of citrus inspired or infused flavor, a little bit of vanilla bean and cantaloupe. And it is simultaneously saline and fresh and lively. So it's salty. That's what it says. Salinity equates saltiness.
Yes, slightly.
So what would it pair well with?
Okay, so pairing for this, you might want to look at fresh seafood and some white dishes, probably shellfish, some light poultry, pork and veal, and then mostly of your salads with some vinaigrette dressing on it.
So it's really, this is absolutely bang on for life the Bolito way.
Yes.
It's the kind of endless summer white wine for all occasions, but it's got to be served at a, I think it's got to be served cold.
It has to be served cold, 8 degrees Celsius.
8 degrees, it's because there's nothing nicer than a chilled white wine.
Yes.
And something exotic to go with it, just light and fresh. So I think oysters will be perfect.
They will be perfect.
Yeah, but any kind of, as you say, any kind of, it's a summer speciality, and we have endless summer here. And apparently, mm-hmm. the white wine varietal tends to be very fashionable at the moment.
It is.
I'm more of a red wine fan, but then, you know, each to their own. I can enjoy a white wine if it's chilled like that and for the right occasion. Is it what you would call premium wine? Is it expensive?
No, it's not expensive. It's around $169.99 a bottle.
Okay, so that's not, it's not a plonk, as we said last time.
It's not a cheapie either.
It's well priced, so it's good. You won't be embarrassed presenting it to your dear friends as a gift.
No.
You know, when you go around for dinner or something like that, it's a perfect gift. And certainly you wouldn't be embarrassed taking it off with to the races or, you know, one of those very fancy affairs in your special cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's absolutely bang on. The packaging, the labeling is very... They've changed the label, I'm sure, of late.
Yes, they have. All the bottles now, they come with the label that's like on the bottle. Like they engrave the Cane Constantia.
Embossed in the glass.
Yes, the glass.
But the actual label has also changed. And the reason I mention it is because traditionally Cane Constantia was a pretty much a formal-looking, normal-looking wine.
Yes.
You know, you could get lost on the shelf because it looked like every other bottle of wine. Now it stands out. And it looks really cool. And I noticed that this wine you can drink right now.
You can.
Ready to go. But you can lay it down until 2025.
Yes.
So for another... What year are we in now?
Three years.
4 years, yeah. And it'll improve.
Yes.
So here's the top tip: buy it now, and buy lots of it, and you can enjoy it right now. But it's an investment for the next couple of years.
Yes.
Because I would imagine the price is going to go north.
It's definitely going to go up.
And if you buy it now, it's you're going to be saving a bomb
mm-hmm.
going down the line.
Yes.
And Leon, if you buy a couple of cases. How many entries can you get if you buy, you know, spread your love over a couple of days so you can enter the competition a few times?
Yeah,
just a case of it and then you enter for the Harley Davidson competition.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah, you can.
But now I'm going large and I'm saying buy a couple of cases.
Yes.
Don't be silly.
Mm-hmm.
If something's this good, you've got to spread the word.
Mm.
So there
buy
it is.
3 cases and 3 entries for yourself.
How cool is that? So there we've got it sorted. You can not only indulge in one of the nicest, one of the finest of the whites, and we're going to have a little splash after a touch of music, and then we'll come back and I'll tell you exactly how it tastes. But also, you'll have an opportunity to buy the gifts for Christmas, avoid the Christmas rush, do it now. And if you put it down for 3 years, in 3 years' time, you'll look at the price and say, why didn't I buy more? I think that's an ideal opportunity. Gives you the entries you want for the Harley Davidson competition, and it's win, win, win. So while we get a little glass of the whatever you fancy ready to roll, here's Prince. And, well, here it is, the Cane Constantia. 1685. That's the name of the wine. It wasn't bottled in 1685. If it was, you wouldn't be drinking it right now, I can assure you. It's a beautiful wine from 2021. Extraordinary from start to finish. The nose is immediately enticing with hints of pink grapefruit, tangerine blossom, dried green fig, firm gooseberries, and fleshy white nectarine. A touch of vanilla bean and cantaloupe edge through as well. Well, all of those and more, huh?
Yes.
The palate has an intensity befitting the nose, which means it smells gorgeous. And, wow, it's got this freshness and salinity that is lively and electric. Goes beautifully with a seafood platter or a salad or a chicken or any kind of white meat light dish for summer. I would imagine, and I'm just going out on a limb here, because I've been watching the Italians cooking up a storm with their pizzas on Netflix and the pastas. I would imagine it would be a very, very lovely accompaniment for a good pasta as well.
Yes, it will, but you have to be careful not to have something that's too spicy with it.
Well, here we go. Just a little, you know, the nicest pasta, in my humble opinion, is they want to call it the... my Italian is rubbish. But it's a pasta that is done with olive oil and garlic. That's about it.
Yes, that you can do.
Maybe a little bit of tomato, but just a hint.
Yes.
And it's gorgeous like that.
That light. You can do, but you have to be very careful of really high spicy foods with really high acidity ones, because the acidity and the spiciness, it just clashes. It doesn't work.
So we have got the perfect combination for summer in the form of the Sauvignon Blanc from 2021. It is a gorgeous wine, about $160 a bottle. Buy it by the case and enter the Harley Davidson competition. And you can not only make extraordinary gifting decisions for this festive season coming, over the next couple of years, it'll improve until 2025, they say, the experts say, and who would I be to argue with the experts? My very special guest, Amanda Mtembu, the sommelier from Tops of Lifestyle, and Leon Naidu, our man who knows more about Harley Davidsons than most guys that operate in the liquor industry, but of course with good reason, because that competition is on right now. Thank you so much for joining me on the Thursday afternoon edition of The Afternoon Show.
Thank you for having us.
Look forward to catching up again in the very near future.
No problem. And also the Clean Constantia, if you're vegan, it is vegan friendly. So, yeah, why not try it?
No animals were harmed during the making of this wine.
None at all.
What a win. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.